Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. Can you hear me? Good morning to one and to all. And once again, I would like to make the point that some of the questions that I asked in previous rounds have gone unanswered thus far. I'll begin with the whole issue of where you currently stand with regard to the Escazú Agreement, a tool that was intended to address the climate crisis that you haven't yet fully ratified. It's an important question that you answer. Equally important is the question that we asked about cooperation and partnership with civil society. This is a point that we raised in our list of issues, and it wasn't responded to there either. I do want to underscore the question about the budget and budget allocation. In your response to the list of issues, paragraph 3, subparagraph E thereof, you indicate rates of investment for children and adolescents. You refer to social programs for childhood development, early childhood development. But you don't say anything about older children, adolescents, and the budget allocation for them, the budget for their programs, etc. So we need a better understanding of the budget situation, what the budget allocated is for all of these activities, and how you monitor and follow up on the budget spending mapping, etc. On the whole issue of independent oversight, this was a question I didn't get to yesterday. I would welcome clarification as to the role of the National Commission for Human Rights and the Commissioner, and how they work with the Child Rights Defender Service, particularly on cases involving disappearment. Now, these child rights defenders were supposed to be present in all municipalities, but they disappeared from some municipalities, and so there seems to be a gap, a vacuum. I've been told that there's a coordinator, a post in the ombudsperson's office, or possibly they're part of the commissioner's office, but what I'm really unclear about is what happens in terms of oversight at the municipal level. I'd also like to refer back to a note that we received last year that talked about 20 cases of disappeared children, and we do not know where the results of the investigation of their fate or whereabouts is, what was done, what is the plan, what is the mitigation investigation plan that you have to address these cases, and what have been the fruits of this investigation into these crazy cases if it occurred.
Oh, I understand what you're saying regarding the participation of children. Specifically in the Youth Congress. But my question goes further. What's the state strategy for ensuring the direct participation of all children and adolescents in all spheres at all levels? Is there a mechanism in place? Is there a strategy in place to make sure this happens in the communities, in the schools? We do understand the mechanism that you have, that is the Youth Congress, but it's also important to know that the right to participate is not just for this group of young lawmakers. That's one type of participation. But the Convention on the Rights of the Child goes beyond. It speaks of a broad participation in all ambits, in families, in the community, in the educational system. So I still am wondering about that broader level of participation. Now, there's another question that I wanted to ask that I'm not clear on, and that has to do with the girls and female adolescents in the indigenous communities. We know that according to all reports and studies, these are the ones that suffer. That suffer to a greater degree in early marriages, early pregnancies, and other practices that are harmful to them. Other processes that undermine their full development and their access to all of their human rights. Access to justice. I'm wondering what the strategy is that you have in place in the state, specifically when it comes to adopting public policy for access to justice. Currently, the committee, our committee, is drafting a general comment on that very topic. So we would like to know what the state is doing on this front. Again, the three branches of government. What are the three branches of government doing to design a strategy for access to justice? This in order to ensure that human rights are upheld in the country. I have looked at the Children's Code. I've looked at your legislation, and I don't see what the Honduran state, how the Honduran state defines the best interest of the child. I would like to know, if I might, how this has been, what the vision is for this, and what role the courts have played as well in the process, the judges that are specialized in this topic, what has there been their contribution? Perhaps you could report back to us.